about poor white trash?
Yeah, but then again, see, around my neighborhood, they call poor, well, they don't call them poor white trash. They used to call them just like us, or worse than us.
Oh, no.
That's what they refer to them. Like they see, like saying we got a neighborhood around here by the community center. And it used to be all white, but now it's integrated. Mm-hmm. The ones that could afford to move up, well, like you said, the rednecks are already gone.
Okay.
The one that are still there, you got a few rednecks that are still there, like the old lady on the corner, she got a nice crib and she rents out to a few people. And we bust the one that next to her house. She gave us more hassle than the people when we bust.
Really?
Right? She called the law on them. The people that had the one to bust told the officer that said, she told the policeman that if we would agree to fix her window, everything is all right. We can continue to play baseball. Okay, now we just started playing baseball now this summer when I started coaching the baseball team. And the lady next door that stay on the corner, she came out there and said, we've been running through her heads and tearing down her heads for about 6 years, knocking balls through her window. So she didn't want to complain until we did something to somebody else when she could have some backup. 6 years, we were never around now.
6 years what?
6 years we wasn't around there.
Oh, really?
Right. She blaming us for stuff that well, actually it was mostly white kids, because back 6 years ago mostly white kids played around there. And they played hardball and hardball, carry further than softball.
Yeah.
And those are the balls she talking about.
Okay.
And then again she talking about the younger kids. See, the team I was coaching was from the ninth grade on up.
Mm-hmm.
And they got better sense than just run through people flowers to get a ball.
All right, did you go to integrated schools, or were they always black?
Well, only integrated school that would have been integrated would have been Murphy, and I was there for about 8 or 9 weeks.
That's right. Okay, did you have any Orientals that went to
any of
your schools?
Orientals? Yeah.
Well, not to the, Murphy? No. Do you know any names for Oriental people, Chinese people?
When I was in the service, they call them Chinese, they call them chinks. Okay.
Dad, did you not ever hear that until you went into the service?
Well, I used to hear it on TV.
Okay.
But now it's
nobody around here. Because.
Right, nobody around here. Hey. But Chinese were called chinks. Japanese were called Jap.
Korean.
Puerto Ricans were Korean. Let me see. I don't think I ran across any Korean.
Vietnamese.
I didn't run across any of them.
All right.
And I ran across a couple of Hawaiians. Call them pineapples, and those from the Filipinos, they call them pineapples.
And is this in the service that you ran across?
Yeah. Okay. And then they had Puerto Rican. They call them PR and something else. I forgot what it was.
Spix?
Uh-huh.
Spix?
Yeah, Spix.
Now, was that just for Puerto Ricans, or was that for other groups?
Well, that was for Puerto Ricans and
Cubans?
Yeah, Cubans. They had another group. I don't know where they came from.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you some more, and maybe it'll come up. Yeah. First of all, how about American Indians?
Indians, Redskins.
Okay.
That's about it for them.
All right, how about people who are Roman Catholic? You ever heard Catholics called anything?
Mostly beasts.
Beasts? Why is that?
I don't know. Something about their religion.
Alright. How about Protestants, especially groups like the Fundamentalists, like the Holiness or something?
Holy Rollers.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Okay. How about Jews?
Jews? Let me see the nickname there. Stupid ass Jew.
What does that mean? Would you ever call somebody a stupid-ass Jew who wasn't Jewish?
If you say you're a Jew,
okay.
You would call him a stupid-ass Jew. But now, the most Jews I ran across, I've been in good terms with, because you could beat them.
You can beat them?